Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so here we are. Sorry. So, interesting stuff. I was in Starbucks just now, and I was watching these two guys, bicyclists. And then I realized, and I noticed it before, how many labels people wear. This one guy had, I'm not picking on him, I'm just was noticing his pants had a name, that it, and his shirt had a name, and his bracelet exercise thing had a name, and his glasses had a name, and his shoes had a name, and his little skull cap had a name. And then his friend had this very colorful biking shirt with a name on it for some French credit card company. And I asked him if he worked for the credit card company. He said, no, he just liked the colors. But the phone number and the names and the brand were all over it. And then I looked around more and more and more, and a guy with a hat from some company or his college. So I guess this week is about who and what we identify ourselves with. What labels? So if you're doing it in your clothes, in your car, trust me, you're doing it in your behavior. I am. We don't go to the root. We want to be able to say we are, and then that label is supposed to mean something. I am a label. I am a dad, a mom, responsible, loyal, whatever word that we want to put out there is a thing that we want to be able to say. And what do we want to be able to say? We don't read it to ourselves. We don't leave it on the inside. That's fine. You want to own it inside your own head. You want to meditate around I am, which every faith does. I am. Then have the conversation with yourself, I am. It's when you wear it on the outside and you say to the world, I am, then what are you doing? Why are you doing that? What is it about your identity and your sense of self that is connected to the thing that you're wearing? That you want people to see it, hear it, know it. You want people to be impressed with it. We see cars like this. We see clothes like this. I know people say, oh, what cologne is that? What does it matter? If it smells good, just be glad. Say, oh, it smells good. I know people get really insulted. I usually do not like telling my cologne. I'm like, what are you wearing? I'm like, what does it matter? I smell good. You like it. So now you can say, Elliot smells good. What does it matter? It doesn't matter that I spent a lot of money, little money, squeezed an olive on myself. Who knows? So how does this translate out in the rest of our lives? When you go to work, when you work and leave early, or when you're a boss and you think, I'm a boss, and I have started working for a new company this week. Nice company, very nice people, really great people. However, in their minds, the identity of employee means you're supposed to sit at your desk a certain amount of time. So when the boss called and I had been out across the street getting myself a fruit smoothie, or it was actually a veggie and fruit smoothie. And I came back and said, oh, you went out? Like, yeah, I went out. I decided to pick myself up because I wanted it right then and walked out. I wasn't doing any kind of surgery, so nobody was being left on an operating table. I came back to my desk and continued working. Because once we identify with the labels, employee, employer, success, failure, winner, loser, then we want people to see when we're a winner, when we're better, I had a client in the weight program one time who wanted to not pay as much as fat people pay because she only needed to lose 12 pounds. Carrying this Michael Kors Robin Blue handbag. I happen to like Michael Kors bags. Not for myself. I think that he does a good job in designing. I could care less about seeing the name on anything, quite honestly. But never, ever. If I could live in a world with no labels on anything, I'd be very happy. However, I don't. So I pick and choose my manufacturers, or I try to, so that they don't have labels on the outside. But she had a Michael Kors bag. And then when I pointed that out to her, she said, well, it was a gift. I'm like, but you're carrying a Michael Kors bag with his name in the gold little letters right on the side, or silver, I think it might have been. You're not doing it because it was a nice bag. You wanted someone to know. You want the world to know. You're saying to the world, look at me. I'm carrying this person, name, brand, bag. So this means that I am, you know, what's the point of having an expensive bag? And with a name on it that people can recognize an expensive bag is that they think that you have expensive tastes. So then when you want to argue for a discount, you can. If you want to be, and is it stereotyping? No. It's the statement we're making. And then people say, well, don't judge me. Well, then don't wear the things that put you in a place. Because everyone's story is going to be different. And this is our opportunity, A, to understand that anyone who's wearing the labels, who needs to be seen, this guy had, in the Starbucks, had every kind of name wrapped around his body, yet was ordering a drink that he shouldn't have been drinking, not considering he was trying to pretend to be a bicyclist. Not pretend to be, I shouldn't say, it's not fair. Because being a bicyclist, he could probably have chosen not to have to wear the overall type of pants with his stomach literally hanging out the front of it. If you change the color of the from spandex to denim or to a, you know, bring those little straps over the front, he could have been, a, you know, somebody in the Wrestling Federation, some hillbilly with teeth out and whatever. But those both those characters would judge each other for dressing the way they did. What's the point of today? Point is, take a step back. Take a look. What are you owning? What identity are you owning? What labels are you wearing about yourself? All over yourself. On the other side, what identities are you connecting to that are creating pressures for yourself that don't have to be there? They don't have to exist. Pressures that aren't fair to yourself. You know, boys are allowed to cry. Men can wear pink. I remember as a child growing up, or a teen, if a guy was wearing a pink shirt, you were going to be ridiculed. Nowadays, not so much. Men are allowed to wear more colors. The rules change. Because they're connected to those identities. My son had an argument with someone on Facebook because of this Caitlyn Jenner thing. Now, why a 70-year-old who's been a man his whole life wants to go through, I don't know. I don't care. If he has the money to do it, go get your operation, have things changed. I don't know that I would change things, but that's on me. He's him. Who cares? Why the whole world cares is beyond me. I don't think it's brave that he decided to do it. Trust me, if he was not already financially successful enough just to be, I don't know he would have done it. He didn't do it when he was being an Olympian. At 70, you make it to 70 years old, nearly 70, you should do whatever you want anyway. You only have a couple of years left on this planet. You should enjoy them. But people posting, well, real heroes are this, this, and this. Listen, it's not heroic. It's no more heroic to have a voice than it is to run into a burning building if you're a fireman. You know why? Because firemen signed up to do that. That's the job they picked in life, was to run into burning buildings. So you can't be surprised that when there's a building burning, you're expected to run into it. That's your job. That's what you signed up for. Same with army soldiers, same with policemen. Look at the job you signed up for. And now if you step out above and beyond and help someone, you may be someone's hero. You may have changed their life. So, and people change also. You know, when you're a mom, when you're a kid, you know, when you have kids and you're a mom or a dad, you identify with that. I'm a dad, I'm a mom. I saw some guy the other day who sped ahead of me in the car, forced his way in, and I noticed all the two baby seats in the back of the car. I'm like, wow, that's impressive. Because you can be sure if you did anything to cut him off when his children were in the car, he'd be freaking out that he's a dad with kids in the car. And if you can understand that we all walk around with these identities, with these labels that we either buy into, want people to see, or have been put on us. There's a lot of work every day to unattach, to detach from all those expectations, to let go of all that judgment, to try and fit in or be accepted or be better than or catch up with. So you want to do I am, don't do it out in the world. Don't wear it for the whole world. So they don't care who you are. You want to try and prove it to them by wearing a label? I'm telling you right now, it's nothing. It's not. You may even get someone's attention. Oh, nice car. And they'll say both, wow, he's doing well, and wow, I'm jealous. And I'm going to try and be better than him. Until someone is, and then you get to lose. It's a terrible race. Terrible race. The opportunity here, just like in yoga, is to deep, deep, deep look within yourself. Understand that the growth you want, the impression and impressiveness you want, that comes from within. Choosing happy has nothing to do with whether you're fat, skinny, or otherwise. Although, if you choose happy, then you can make happy and healthy choices. I think the show is about to end soon, so I'm going to go to the computer so I can share this on Facebook. I wish nothing but love to the universe. I hope you have an amazing day. And understand, if you have love to give, that's what you can get back. And if you don't have love to give, no matter what people are giving you, it's not going to be enough. Until next week, be well. Well, I'm trying. There's 60 seconds left here. And I am going to just get on my thing. Hold on 1 second. Don't forget, if you know anyone who wants to lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, send them to whyweightonline.com. Let them sign up on the landing page. People are getting healthy and choosing happy right in front of my eyes. I'm glad I can be part of their journey. When are you going to share that for yourself or someone else in your life? Talk to you soon.